Thanks for staying with us here on the magazine. Our guest in conversation this time by is Dexter Jacobs, and it's the House of Beloved Brands, the first cultural operating system purpose-built for diaspora economies. Now, that's a big mouthful, but we're going to break it down a little bit. First of all, Dexter, thanks you could be with us.
Thank you for having me, Bruce. Happy to be here.
All right. Well, let's talk. And you're dealing with Caribbean and South Asian cultures. How do they bring passion, and how do they tie into what you're trying to accomplish?
Yeah, you know, there's so much flavor and culture and energy that comes from Caribbean food. And we believe that ethnic flavors don't simply, you know, diversify the American palate, but they also help enrich the economy, enrich the local culture in the U.S. as well as an extension. And it also adds a bit of soul and a bit of vibe to the American food.
And it's interesting, we're here in the Raleigh-Durham area, and there are a lot of folks who have moved here from all corners of the nation, and all corners of the world, for that matter. And it says here you're reimagining ethnic food distribution. How do you do that, and why is it so important?
Yeah, so a hub is more than just a marketplace. We don't just simply import and distribute products. What we're building is we're reframing the way that we position diaspora households from simply being niche consumers into being co-owners and storytellers into the brands that they consume and the brands that they love from their favorite hometowns. So we're changing the distribution model from being sort of a top-down approach to being more of a community-based approach where our consumers play an active part in the products that are distributed throughout their communities, as well as they have stake and investment into the brands that are onboarded onto the platform.
Well, talk to me a little bit. Give me some examples. In other words, we're talking about a lot of generalization stuff here, but give me, you're dealing with Caribbean and South Asian cultures. You're dealing with ethnic food distribution. For those of us who may not be familiar, what kinds of things are we talking about?
So we're talking about spices, hot sauces, for example, grace, jerk seasoning. So jerk seasonings for foods. When we look at the economic spending power of the diaspora communities from Latin America and the Caribbean, looking at 1.7 trillion, I believe it is now projected to be. So there's a huge purchasing power within these communities. And there's a lot of international brands that are looking for expansion into the U.S. market, which is initially why our company, parent company, Jacobs & Coarse, was founded, was to create an export market for micro and small manufacturers in the Caribbean and Latin America to be able to have or compete for shelf space in the U.S. retail markets. So we've really done a great job over the last 30 years to help these brands with financing to be able to compete on a global scale, to be able to navigate the nuances of importing products from a developing country to the U.S., navigating challenges sort of like what's happening now with tariffs, in terms of pricing. So those are some of the things that we're doing beyond just the food and the access to the food is being able to give them access to business tools so that they could properly enter and succeed and scale their brands in the U.S. market.
Well, you anticipated my next question. We can't talk about trade unless we talk about tariffs these days. What kind of impact is that having on these small business people who are trying to break in or trying to get their products onto more store shelves?
Yeah, it's having a huge impact in terms of them being able to, and it's the pace at which it's happening, they're not really able to pivot and find the resources or the capital to help them through these difficult times. And that's one of the things that our platform hopes to do is to, through, cooperative commerce, is allowing consumers by the more they shop, the more they invest in the brands, the more capital that these small emerging brands have to reinvest into new strategies or new approaches to navigating some of these challenges like the tariffs. What we have done personally at Hub is we've partnered with Espresso, which is an AI pricing tool. And that AI pricing tool, we believe, is going to play a huge impact in helping these SMEs to get their products priced the right way to, have pricing elasticity to, navigate sort of these uncertain times. So we're not only just, distributing product or wrapping it in an app, but we're also providing, the required ICT tools to help brands with pricing, to help them with forecasting demand so that they know the appropriate or right times to ship products, when they should clear products. We're also looking in terms of like custom brokerage, utilizing bonded warehouses to limit their need for personal warehouse spaces in the U.S.
Helping to navigate, I think, is the stormy seas of trade right now. We've just about run out of time. We are talking with Dexter Jacobs, House of Beloved Brands, a cultural operating system purpose-built for diaspora economies. Let's wrap this up. How could people find out more? And obviously, you're hoping that maybe people who are listening might see some of those products on their store shelves.
Yeah. So you can find us at jacobsimports.com for any of your audience who may be interested in adding a little more spice, a little more flavor to their food palette. We have a huge collection of Western Indian and Latin American products that you could add to your recipes. We also have recipes on the site. So, again, thank you, Bruce, for having us on the show. And thank you to your audience. And we hope you enjoy the products that we serve.
Reuniting people with the food they love, Dexter Jacobs has been with us with House of Beloved Brands. Stay with us as the magazine continues.